3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner with your hosts Nathan Grace 989 and Nightshade 04. Now grab your Ranger keys and your Astro switches, because it's time for the Tokusatsu Corner.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner, your weekly dose of Tokusatsu. Greetings. My name is Nightshade, and with me, as always, is
Lido 9.
All right, and welcome to episode 9. Now, I realize this won't be up in time for last week's one of the Tokusatsu Corner, so for next week's episode, we'll just have all the winners be announced for episodes 8 and 9. We apologize, but, you know, we're humans, so we have lives, too.
Yeah, sometimes.
More than others. Anyway, let's get right to it. It's time for the Toku News Corner.
From YouTube's World Tokusatsu News Headquarters, this is the Tokusatsu News Corner with Nathan Graves 989 and Nightshade 04.
Alright, let's get this started. For all of you Toku gamers out there, pre-orders are now coming up for the upcoming Super Sentai Nintendo DS game, Kaisuke Sentai Gokaiger Atsumete Henshin 35 Sentai, have opened at CD Japan. The game will be released this November. If you missed to get the SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider O's Tamashi combo during the Tamashi Festival 2011, Bandai recently announced that they will be opening pre-orders for this figure on Tamashi webshop. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider O's Tamashi combo represents O's movie-exclusive metal combo that utilizes Taka, Imagine, and Shuka core metals. It stands 13 centimeters tall and only comes with interchangeable hands. Upon pre-order, it costs 3,000 yen, or about $40, depending, and will be shipped out on February 2012. World's gonna end in 2012, so you may as well get something awesome before you die.
It seems a little expensive for something that's only 13 centimeters. That's pretty tiny.
I don't know. I mean, if people like it that much, they'll buy it.
You can only change the hands out.
Yeah, but I guess it's good for collectors. If you have one,
yeah,
you might as well have the other. I mean, if you have all of the interchangeable parts, if you have every single figure of it, then you may as well get the Imagine Shoka core.
Yeah, that's true.
And here is some additional Kaisuke Sentai information regarding the series, future episodes, but they'll be brief, so we won't have major spoilers. Episode 32 will focus on Dawn and a brand new weapon. Episode 33 will be a Die Ranger tribute episode. Episode 34 will be Luca's backstory episode. And 35 will be Go-Onger tribute episode. No major spoilers, Nathan, so you can't be mad. Apparently the title for the upcoming Kamen Rider Movie Wars 2011 film that will premiere on December 10th has been revealed. It will be called Kamen Rider X Kamen Rider Foes and O's Movie Wars Megamax.
Megamax.
No other information has been revealed at this point, but one thing's for sure, it will have Kamen Rider O's and Foes in the movie. And that's all for this week's Toku News. These stories and more were brought to you by JE Fusion, the Japanese entertainment blog. So go to JE Fusion for tokusatsu, anime, music, movie, and entertainment news. And now it's time for the Toku Music Moment. Now, this week is going to be a little bit special because we're going to have Beyond Space and Time, the Time Ranger opening, but it's sung in English. Yes, this was a very good find. The composer is Kuichiro Kameyama, and it's sung by Kume Sasaki. And we'll be back with our discussion topics, surprisingly. Enjoy! Beyond our
space and time. When the clocks are ticking down to time with eternity, how many single moments do you believe I've counted after all? We're taking fate and fortune into a road to hands, yeah. Doesn't it spring sensitive? There is a way that it brings a bro.
Was Beyond Space and Time. I think that is a great piece of music. What do you think?
I haven't actually. Well, I've seen episode one of Time Ranger, but yeah,
The opening?
Huh?
Didn't see the opening?
No, I've seen the opening. It was okay. It was okay. Yeah, I rather liked it. I did.
It's different, so you know.
Yeah.
Awesomeness. Anyway, it's time for the Toku Question segment. So, since we didn't, like we said before, this won't be up in time for people to give us questions, but we thought of our own. Yeah, we're egotistical like that.
And anyway. I am a great person that asks questions.
Anyway, Light, why don't you read them all?
Okay, I'm going to do them one at a time. But the first question is, what is your favorite Kamen Rider finisher?
For me, it probably has to be Metal Branding.
Metal Branding?
Kamen Rider Double, yeah.
Is there any particular things you like about it, or just have a really good feel? Or
it feels right. I mean, it feels like a good finisher. Like the when it activates the Maximum Drive, you hear the Maximum Drive thing, and then the rod extends for a brief period, and it becomes on fire, and then he can just friggin' go right through his opponents with that thing. I think that looks pretty damn cool.
So you like watching rods extending?
Shut up. Shut up. What's yours?
Tajidol scanning charge. I like it because, you know, he goes into the air and then a little bit lifts on his leg. Yes, I like it when men lift their legs. And
finish that for me.
I know. And then it forms this cool looking talon thing, and he just, you know, runs the talon right through the enemy. I thought that was really cool. So that would be my favorite Kamen Rider finisher. Okay, for our second question, what's your favorite Super Sentai finisher?
Actually, as of right now, it's probably the Gokai finisher.
Gokai finisher?
Yeah, the final wave for both Gokai Silver and the Five Pirates. It just looks cool. I mean, whether they're doing... Whether two of them have swords and two of them have guns, or whether they're all holding their respective weapons, they just look pretty damn cool, especially Gokai Silver's Legendary Dream.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And yours?
I would have to say my favorite is actually a Megazord finisher. It's Mojikara Dai Dayan from Samurai Howl, the ultimate Shinkenger Megazord. Samurai Howl just towers over the enemy, sort of like Pyramidus did in Power Rangers Zeo. It just towers over the enemy, and then it just shoots a big freaking cannon of energy that destroys the enemy, and then prior, it spins its sword around in a circle showing the different kanji symbols for each of the different Zords that combine to form it. So I think it just looks pretty cool. Overall, so that's my favorite Sentai finisher. It's not a Ranger finisher, I guess, but yeah.
You just said Sentai finisher. It didn't have to be just Rangers.
Yeah. Let's see. What's your coolest / favorite Dopant memory?
I think that goes to Weather.
Weather?
Yeah. I mean, that actually looks closest to a Kamen Rider.
Yeah, it does, really.
I actually kind of consider it the Dopant Kamen Rider, so I think it just, that's my reason. It looks amazingly cool, and it can control the weather, so, and it's wet. And yours?
I didn't do much thinking about this one. There are just so many. I'd have to say my favorite's Yesterday.
Why would that be?
Because you repeat the actions of Yesterday and then you die. I mean...
Hmm.
And plus they used it so brilliantly in the episode. I mean, they had first, double fighting this Dopant, and then, you know, it's on a day where nobody's there. And then they have him repeat that same day, and it's filled with people, and they're about to, you know, he's about to aim in the same exact location, you know, that the chick was, you know, but yesterday nobody was there, or the Dopant was there, but the Sunazaki chick was there. It was just very brilliantly done.
Yeah, I unfortunately forget that episode, so I have to check that out once the podcast is over.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great episode. So let's move on to the next question. What's your favorite double memory?
How about you go first on this one?
Okay. I'd have to say my favorite is Ikustorim.
Extreme?
Extreme memory. Because it just makes double look amazing. And plus that bird kind of gives you that, you know, oh snap moment that we all like. Before, you know, the S is about to hit the fan, and you're just kind of like, okay, you know, and you hear, and you're like, oh my gosh, that extreme memory! I don't know, I'm a dork when I watch Kamen Rider. I get excited over these things.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. I have nerdgasms over Kamen Rider, because I'm a huge Rider fan. I guess my favorite double memory would have to be Fang.
Fang?
definitely. He's a little raptor that roars. He works. I mean, unfortunately, we couldn't see Fang Metal, Fang Trigger, but I just imagine what they would look like as Fang forms, but Fang Joker just looks incredibly awesome.
Yeah, and that black and white actually really works.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was going to be really bland when I first heard about it, and but when you actually see it, and when you see him fight, it's completely different than what you first imagined.
Right.
It did a total 360, and it really pulled it off well. So I was really happy. Plus, you could technically say it was kind of alive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could argue that with the bird, too, but I just like the Fang more, especially for his shoulder Fang, arm Fang, and maximum drive. They were just incredibly awesome.
Okay, and I'm adding this question on the fly, but what's your favorite double gadget that wasn't necessarily a memory that he used in his driver?
That's a really tough question. I would have to say it has to be Bat.
Bat?
Bat. Yeah, I mean, it's a surveillance tool. It's good for planning out ahead, and you can take pictures of the city if you need to, and, like, you don't need to go out. You can just, like, study the pictures and just figure out strategies from that. I mean, I just think it's a really cool spy gadget, like something like 007 would use, except it wouldn't look like a children's toy. But it just looks incredibly awesome, and I don't think anyone would really notice it at first if they didn't look hard enough, if they didn't bother to look up or something like that.
Yeah.
It just... It's a good device. It's a good spy gadget.
I'd have to say my favorite is Bat as well. For the very good surveillance and all that stuff. Okay, final question. Do you prefer serious or comedic themes in Rider and Sentai? And you can interpret this into two different questions if you like.
In terms of Sentai, I kind of like how they don't really tell you in the beginning whether it's going to be lighthearted or if it's going to be tragic. It's mostly lighthearted because it's genuinely made for kids, but I don't know. I like the Sentai the way it is. I mean, yes, you do get some really big dramatizations, like, you know, like when Time Fire died or when Abba died or Abra Killer died, and, like, basically, when, like, key characters would die, that's when it stopped being a children's show, and it started, like, being a serious drama. And it worked for it. Although sometimes it, you know, it shouldn't really do it, but... I mean, you know, that's just me wanting, you know, lighthearted stuff for Sentai, because I'm a lighthearted person. In terms of Kamen Rider, I think they should stick to the seriousness in terms of Kamen Rider, because it's a drama series. It's supposed to be more tragic. I mean, yes, there are comedic moments. So everything has to have a comedic moment. But, you know, they're mostly... It's a drama, so there has to be drama in it.
Yeah, that's true. What about in Power Rangers?
In Power Rangers? I would definitely love to see dark stuff done in there. I would love to see characters die. I would love to see, like, leaders... Especially for, Shinkenger and Samurai. I would love to see, like they did in the Sentai, though, a girl take up the Red Ranger mantle, at least for, like, the same amount of episodes, just, like, two or three, like, one or two. And, you know, like, I would love to see that, but unfortunately, we have, as good a director as Saban is, he gave us a really good series, but we've already know that they're not going to do a girl ranger in the Samurai, which is really disappointing because I really wanted to see that. That would look really awesome. But, you know, I would definitely love to see more dark stuff put into it.
Okay. In terms of me, I prefer Kamen Rider to be more serious as well. Just the word Kamen has a dark theme around it.
Even though it translates to mask.
Even though it translates to mask, yeah.
Kamen sounds more, you know...
Dark and mysterious, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's a masked rider, you know, like, what's he hiding? There's something in the shadows, you know, something like that.
That really works for Kiva, because of the costume design.
Yeah, Kiva really works in terms of that.
As much as Crows doesn't like it, it's a dark... it's a dark Kamen Rider.
Yeah, basically.
And what other Kamen Riders put that name to good use? Fies does that.
I haven't seen Fies.
Fies' look is just, you know, wow. It looks intimidating. Even though it's supposed to be, just technology, it's very dark technology.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Kabuto kind of pulls that off,
yeah,
too.
Kabuto a little bit, yeah.
Some more than others. Dark Kabuto, kind of like...
Definitely not Deno.
No. Deno's the Pokemon series. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's the Pokemon era. Do you know what? Double does that well, too. But more specifically, Kamen Rider Joker, because he's all black. He's very sleek, and he just fights.
Because he can use Rider Kick and Rider Punch.
Yeah, so that's kind of a double whammy for the any enemies. I mean,
no
he's not
pun intended. I can't think of any other Kamen Riders that have that dark and mysterious look to it. Well, at least recently. Anyway, for Super Sentai, I like it more comedic. Because just the name Super Sentai, you know, you have the word super in there. You can't have a serious series with the word super in the title. So I like it to be more comedic. I do like Shinkenger will forever be one of my favorite seasons of Super Sentai, even though the word Shinken itself means, you know, serious. Ryunosuke and especially Genta. Oh my god, the comedic stuff that came from then, it is amazing. For Power Rangers, I agree, I do like the more serious tones of Power Rangers. Even though, you know, Power Rangers does have that kind of kid background behind it. So, I'd go for serious, comedic, and then serious.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you want there to be a serious Sentai, or... I'm sorry, serious Ranger theme, but that's probably not going to happen. If anything, I would say Kamen Rider would have to be more directed to teens because it's specifically a drama, and you can't really get around that.
Yeah.
Hence Masked Rider. And, I mean, RX was like a really dark show, and then just... Masked Rider did not deliver on any of that stuff. It tried too hard to be a comedy. Like, I think it tried hard to have too much comedy in it as opposed to just dark and action and stuff in it.
Yeah. And then we have Power Rider to look
for?
Power
Rider. Yeah.
See if they can adapt Decade decently.
I don't know. It's going to be kind of hard to do that since it's pink.
Yeah.
We'll see. The future will... Only the future will know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Saban can pull it off when they failed twice to do it. Or Saban didn't do Dragon Knight, did they?
They did that. Did he? No, wait.
No, Saban didn't do Dragon Knight.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's the whole time I thought he did. Oh, that's right.
I don't think he did.
We'll look it up after the
corner, but we don't bother doing fact-checking.
We'll do it after this is over. Anywho.
So that's it for the questions.
Yep. Alright, and it's time for the Superhero Time segment.
Superhero Time! Gokaiser, switch on! Kamen Rider Force! Hareni!
All right, and let's get started. Why don't we talk about Gokaiser first, episode 29.
Okay.
This was the Abba Ranger episode, and I have to say it was kind of funny. I honestly didn't watch Abba Ranger, but I didn't know they had an unofficial Pink Ranger.
I didn't know that either.
So that was really funny.
That was a pleasant surprise, especially seeing what happened after She put it in her,
her phone.
Yeah, her phone. What is it called? What's the official name for it? Hang on. I'll come.
Gokai Cellular.
No, what was it? Mobirates. Yeah, Mobirates. Yeah, when she put it in her Mobirate, and then, you know, she just turned into... It reminded me of, Saiyaman from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, God. I remember that. I'm trying to get rid of that.
Everybody's trying to get rid of it.
It doesn't exist. Anywho, that was, I thought her IMS plans were actually kind of fun. They were funny, but they would honestly make sense. Like, at least the one where she wanted, where she marries a guy just to lure the monster out. And that would have, that actually kind of almost works.
Boy, why does that sound familiar? Sick Hedger!
Looks like you had a cold there, man.
Yeah, just a little bit. Sorry about that.
That's cool. But even if it is a recycle, a recycled episode, it works, at least for me. I thought it was funny. And then normally she picks up the white Ranger key, but she got like this makeshift pink Ranger key, which looks stupid. Looked like it was carved out of wood and just someone just stuck paper on it, like it looked like a face. They should really mod it to make it look like an actual Ranger suit. If they did, it would work.
Yeah, I like the episode as well. I thought that the combining of Gokaio and Gojujin was a little half-assed, though. Yeah, we'll take off the arms of Gojujin, we'll take off the arms of Gokaio. Brand new mecha. It's like, no, it's not. You bunch of liars. Combine it. Make the Megazord a little bigger, because you have two going into one.
Yeah, I have to admit, that was kind of disappointing, just the arms come off, I'm like, oh, we get to see the two Megazords combine, like, from the picture, you don't see a lot, you just see, like, the head and the drill on the Gokaiger, so you're like, oh, there's gotta be more to it, like, nope, I'm like, no, I want more.
That's it? What happens to the rest of Gojujin, really?
Where does it go? It plays cards with itself. But it's no arm. It has no arm, so it
wanders around just destroying buildings at random, you know, by running into them because it has no head.
It's Godzilla. No, it has a head. It's just in mecha form without its arms.
I thought the episode was okay. It did have that when I saw the preview for it, and it said, "Oh yeah, oh no, you know, Guy and you know,
get married."
Yeah, Ahim are getting married. I'm like, oh my god, they did the same thing in Shinkenger, you know, with they were trying to lure out this Gidoshu that was trying to absorb the happiness. Or no, it was for IU or. Whoever's the chick's name, I forget her name, but she was making a kimono out of the happiness of brides, and they were collecting brides to create it, and then the Shinkenzers were like, oh, haha, we'll just, you know...
Cross-dress and make it...
Create a fake wedding and dress Ryunosuke up as a girl.
He doesn't make a good girl.
It would have been so weird if they kept that in Power Ranger Samurai.
I wish they did.
That would have been fantastic.
Kids would be asking their dads, hey, can I try on mom's wedding dress?
No.
No, go outside and play football like a man. You just don't understand me, Dad. I learned it from watching you, Dad. I learned it from watching you.
Oh, excuse me. Anyway, Gokaiger was okay. I've seen better episodes, but you know, it was good to get a half-assed combination between Gokaio and Gojujin. So I'm glad it happened instead of it not happening. So
yeah, I liked it. You know, besides the Megazord, I honestly thought it was a good episode. It didn't feel like filler. That's the most important thing for me. It did not feel like a filler episode.
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, they got their new power and stuff like that, so at least that happened.
Yeah.
Alright, and moving on to Kamen Rider Foes Episode 2. This episode was basically part 2 of the last episode. They didn't finish off the monster yet. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the monsters yet.
what are they called?
Zodiarcs. Alright, Zodiarcs. He didn't finish the Orion Zodiarc off, so get to go back and fight his final form, which had a sword and shield. Not a big difference, but okay.
It's the fact that it's powered up.
It's its Battleizer.
Don't get me freaking started on Battleizers. Do not get me started on Battleizers.
Anywho, they manage to finish him off, and then he becomes his friend. He becomes the person who tried to kill our main hero becomes his friend.
I see the logic there.
He's very forgiving.
Very, very, very forgiving.
Oh my god.
Not to mention we got to see a new Astro Switch too.
Oh yeah, right. That's right, the parachute.
The parachute Astro Switch.
Yeah.
And he also included Scanner in the Rider kick, but it didn't seem to make a difference.
Radar.
It was Radar, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah, it didn't make a difference at all, actually. Maybe it did? I don't know.
He can aim it better.
They don't go flying everywhere. but your thoughts?
I really enjoyed it because, we thought that the emo chick would be, you know, like, this really, you know, like, oh, I hate the world and everything like that. No, she's just a little introverted and, you know, a little shy and, you know, you come to like that about her. And they start the Kamen Rider Club. And at first, I guess what we all thought was that the Kamen Rider Club was there so that they could learn more about Kamen Riders. But the purpose of the Kamen Rider Club is a club so that people could defeat the Zodiarcs. So
I guess kind of like a high school government or something like that, like a high school CIA or something.
Yeah. I guess it'd be considered like that. And what else happened in the episode? The queen and I guess it would be the king of the school messed with the main character a little bit, but nothing too bad. But you see more about how the entire school, even the administration, worships these two.
That's kind of pathetic, actually, that the whole school worships these two people. I mean, the football player, like, wins games for them and stuff like that, and I guess that's kind of understandable, but why worship the chick? I mean, she's hot, don't get me wrong. She's incredibly hot. But she's a cheerleader. What else does she do besides go, go, team? Whatever the fuck they say there.
Well, I guess it's kind of like medieval times, where the queen is obeyed because she is married to the king. And the king is the Shiznit. And she is Queen Shiznit. So...
Not really reassuring that the high school is going back to medieval times.
What? You think that high school wasn't medieval?
High school
in America is totally medieval.
I guess.
I was a serf.
I was... Whatever. What do you think overall? Like, was it a good episode? Or like,
yeah,
did we get...
Absolutely. I enjoyed it.
See, I have mixed feelings because of the way this works because of these two people being just worshipped like gods, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I would think, you know, they probably have respect for someone else, but apparently they're just like egotistical little assholes. Just one of them is hot and one of them is a fucking jock. Actually, that sounds perfectly like them. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. but I feel like Gintaro's is just, he's very forgiving, and that's, I mean, what would you do if you defeated someone who was trying to kill you? Would you be like, alright, I'm gonna be your friend now.
Right.
It doesn't really make any sense at all. And, like, I'm still trying to get used to the Belle of the Foes driver. I mean, the sounds are good. I mean, I like the sounds when it takes off and stuff, but it just looks weird and unusual and
bulky.
Bulky, yeah. You could throw it at someone, it could hurt.
Especially if you compare it to the last couple of drivers that we had. Ooze was extremely tiny. Double was relatively tiny. Decade, from what I've seen, his first... doesn't he get two different drivers?
Yeah, he gets the Decade driver, and then he gets the... oh my god.
It's the one where he presses the buttons and it does Capito Deno, yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. But those are relatively tiny. And prior to that, we had Kiva, which was just a freaking bat.
Yeah, and this just seems really out there. I mean, I have to give it a few more episodes, I guess, before I can really like it. But it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
It wasn't like, it's just horrible, but it wasn't fantastic.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it. The happy medium, I guess.
Yeah.
Alright, and I guess we'll... Okay. And now it's time for the advertisement part of the Toku News Corner. First of all, we have to give a shout-out to CS Toys and Hobby Link Japan, two great distributors of toys, belts, and so forth. Overtime Subs and TV Nihon are also great places to watch the latest episodes of our Super Sentai and our Kamen Rider. Also, go to Power Rangers Planet and Super Sentai Planet in order to watch past episodes. And if you can't find it, go to Netflix. They got Power Rangers stuff there. At least for Power Rangers, not Sentai, but still. Also, on Facebook, there are Power Ranger and Kamen Rider pages. Look them up, they're pretty good. Check out my page, YouTube/Nightshade, for some Kamen Rider dubs, and give me some requests, please. I would like to take requests.
I've got a request for you.
What?
The end of O's.
The whole episode, or just...
Just the scene from about Henshin to Tajidol to the end.
Alright, and Light, you wanted to plug in something?
Yes, youtube.com/PaceyYcoder. I released a new version of the Kamen Rider O's Henshin app for Android and PC. The app includes the Medjaliber, so you can place 3 medals, and depending on how many you put in, it'll say single, double, or triple scanning charge, like it does for the Majaliber sword. And also, I added a cracked Taka medal to this available head medals, and if you select the Taka medal, it'll change all the other medals to Tajidol, but it'll have Onk saying the Taka, Kujaku, and Condor. And also, instead of in the cracked Tajidol form, instead of a scanning charge, you will get Giga Scan.
All right, and spread the word about the corner. We would like more fans to follow us. We just, I guess, want to let people know on our opinions and get discussions started. Also, if you have any questions or things you would like us to watch or things you would like us to talk about, drop us a line at tokusatsucorner@gmail.com.
And also, here is your toku questions for the week. Keep in mind that you have the question from last week along with this week that you can submit for your question answers. As a reminder, the question from last week was, what is the name of Wataru's dad, Otoye's violin in Kamen Rider Kiva? Okay, and then we have 2 extra ones on top of that. I know, we are overachievers here at the corner. The first question is, give the first set of Ranger keys used in Basco's first trumpet use in Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger. And the second question lists all, that's right, all of the morphing calls from Mighty Morphin to Samurai. All of the seasons we need the morphing calls from.
And we are at the end of the episode. Yeah. Feels kind of short.
Well, compared to the last one, yeah.
Well, yeah, we had. Yeah.
Last one was an hour and 40 minutes.
yeah, that's right. But anyway, join us next week for the Tokusatsu Corner. Until then, I'm Nightshade.
And I'm Lido9.
And we will see you next week.